Hundreds of people who died while in Delaware's psychiatric hospital lie today in graves marked only by numbers. Artists who struggle with mental issues have spent years trying to honor their memory. WHYY's Chris Barish brings us this story on the latest efforts to restore the dignity of those long forgotten.
Faith Kuhn leads the way through a field of high grass and leaves. We're careful not to tread on white granite cubes that jut out of the earth every few feet. We're looking for the grave of Nellie Sarkissian.
31, 32, 36. Yes. Here she is.
We stand silently for several seconds in the warm sun and gentle breeze. 777 such cubes are arranged in concentric circles in what's now known as the Spiral Cemetery. Many cubes are invisible or can barely be seen under the grass and weeds. It's the final resting place for former psychiatric patients buried here until 1983. Sarkissian's grandson, Philadelphia lawyer Dennis O'Connell, describes the site south of Wilmington.
When you see it for the first time, it stuns you, but that's the way these people were regarded. All the graves, there's no names, just these little blocks with numbers.
The field was overgrown and the cubes not visible when Kuhn learned about it a decade ago while creating a garden nearby for the state. Her interest led to the creation in 2016 of a monument dedicated to the memory of the dead. It's a low-slung wall of tiles inscribed with the name of each person and their marker number.
This is an opportunity to provide a measure of respect and dignity for people who probably struggled with that during their life. And there's a very strong negative stigma about mental illness. So honoring the graves of these people is a way to try and diminish some of that stigma by saying these graves here represent people who are part of the human family, just like you and me.
Connell's now 74, but he only learned about his grandmother's grave last year while stuck at home during the pandemic shutdown. He's grateful for the monument that led him to her grave, which he first visited in May 2020.
I was thinking this is the first time since 1929 anybody has gone there. I have to admit it brought a tear to my eye, but I was so glad that I was able to do it, and I intend to visit at least annually at Christmas time.
When O'Connell returns this holiday season, he'll see a revamped monument. It had deteriorated in spots, with many tiles coming loose.
The tile was fired at the wrong temperature, and probably a wrong clay body on top of that. And so when that happens, you won't know until you get through a season. Water gets absorbed into the clay, freezes, unfreezes, and then you'll see like the front, the very top part will start to flake off.
That's Mike Kalmbach. He runs the Creative Vision Factory, whose artists made the tiles. They're people who have experienced homelessness. Many suffer from mental illness and or substance abuse. They made all new tiles for the revamped shrine, which has been reduced in size. When I visited this week, Kalmbach and Tim Austin scraped grout and used paste to attach tile. Austin says the collaborations benefit both the artists and society.
I love working on these projects. I think they do great things for the community and they bring people together and it brings the good out in people. They start discussions, you know? Gives people something to gather around and discuss and maybe educate, and you know, we could all use more of that.
Kalmbach says this project has been mind-blowing. Just who was Caroline Roach, number 116? What about Arthur Robinson, number 774?
We had to chisel concrete off the back of every single one of those tiles. And the names, I mean, I could spend all day just like chewing on some of these names. And we always wonder, you know, what was their experience?
Kalmbach says it's been sobering too, because the state now buries indigent men and women in the one-acre cemetery. A row of fresh graves is just steps from the wall. Soon those names will be added to it.
We don't have to worry or wonder about the conditions that these people live through. We've been out here on the street level, knowing what people had to suffer and endure, and the humiliation of just day-to-day life if you are outside. We're starting to see this wave of a lot of the individuals that we serve. Their health is eroding and they're dying early.
Kuhn calls the memorial a tribute to everyone who has struggled with their sanity.
We all have many of the same struggles in life, and it's a big world with a lot of problems, and it seems overwhelming at times. I think by honoring the dead, you can honor the living at the same time.
The reconstruction will be completed in November. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.